Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. This is Chris. Just reflecting on some of the things that we've talked about in the last short period of time. One of the great things that you achieve with an investment in coaching over a very few short years, maybe 4 or 5 of coaching on a daily basis, is this. The first is that you future-proof your life. In other words, you put life in all 7 areas of life in the bank. You future-proof yourself. So if something goes wrong in the world or anywhere around you due to influences beyond your control, your future is assured. That means your vision is clear. You have invested in putting all aspects of life in the bank. You're not any longer vulnerable to uncertainty about the future. The world, as you know it, can be an uncertain place, and you can't always rely on those around you to do what they say or to stick with what they say. And the question is, are you future-proof? Are you able to go down the ski slope flat out, knowing that you could stop at any time if need be? That's one. 2, resilience. In this moment in time, there can be powerful, overwhelming influences that lower your frequency and put you in a dark, dark space. And that's a painful place to be. We can't always predict what those things are. We can't always be ready for them. But what we can be is resilient when they happen. And what does then resilience really mean? It means that we experience the pain and the suffering of an event, no matter what shape it takes, but not for long. And this is the definition of resilience. It is not the being impervious to pain or suffering. It is the ability to have it, move through it, and let it go through you and out without holding on to it. Suffering does not cure suffering. 2 sad people don't make a happy one. The third thing will be an incredible shift in your magnetism. Your ability to know that your vibe, your frequency, your energy will cause your life. Now, this one's a hard one, and it's probably of the 3, the one that takes the longest to get a hold of. That periods in your life when you go and wallow, or you go on holiday, or you go off-piste, and you decide to just, in your private life, be other than the perfect you, other than the you that you know is healthy, cost you more, cost us all more, than we'll ever know. And the ability to hold thought, the ability to hold space, the ability to hold self-worth and self-respect and a vision, the ability to hold it is far more important than the ability to have one. So this third aspect is the ability to, or the willingness to, take responsibility and accountability for manifestation, that we are the cause of everything in our life, and that if something is happening to us that we don't like, the first place to start is being the cause, and the second place to start is the discipline that has slipped, that attracted something we didn't want. These 3 things form the foundation of a powerful shift in a person's life, and it takes years to really integrate that until the point where it's almost organic or natural. Future-proofing, resilience, and the last one, authenticity. These things are the causation of happiness and the causation of joy. They are also fundamental in the creation of the pyramid of life, in which at the top, we're not talking about what we want, we're talking about what we give. This is Chris. You have a beautiful day. Bye for now.